Brachos, Perk Beis Mishnah Hay. Chosin Potter Mikrishma Balayla Harishun Ad Motzei Shabbos Im Lo Osa Maisa. A chosin is Potter from saying Krishma the first night he's married until Motzei Shabbos. They used to get married Wednesday nights, like the Mishnah says in Ksuvas, and he's Potter from saying Krishma until Motzei Shabbos, as long as he didn't do the Maisa yet, and as long as he wasn't together with his wife. The reason that he's Potter is we have a concept of Osik B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. A person's Osik in one mitzvah, he's Potter from doing a different mitzvah. What is he osik? What is he busy with? He's busy mentally. He's tired. He's worried. He's concerned. He's spending a lot of his mental thoughts on being nervous. What is he nervous about? He's nervous that either his new wife is not a besula, or he's worried that as a result, she's going to injure him and affect his ability to have children. So he's osik, b'mitzvah. So that's his asik. But what mitzvah are we dealing with? So the Rambam says the mitzvah that he's osik in is Piri Verivya, or the Mefarshim say it's a mitzvah of Ona. Now, it's important to note that his being Osik here, his Tirda, it's really his worries about the repercussions of the mitzvah. He's not really thinking about the mitzvah, he's thinking about what the mitzvah may do to him, the repercussions. Nevertheless, you see that that's also called Osik B'mitzvah. Anyway, why do we say Motzei Shabbos? So what changes? So the Rav brings down that by Motzei Shabbos, he's not going to be thinking like this because he's already used to her. Libo Gaspo, he's already used to her. He's not going to think like this. But nevertheless, so he's Potter from Krishma until Motzei Shabbos, because when you're Osik in one mitzvah, you're Potter in all mitzvahs, not just Krishma, but we're talking about Krishma. Rav Gamliel actually said Krishma the first night he was married. Now, when we say Potter min a mitzvah, really, Potter, when Chazal say Potter and a person still does it, the Gemara says in a few places that he's called a Hedyot. You know, if they say Potter, you shouldn't do it. Don't try to be so frum. But Rav Gamliel actually went along and he said Krishma that first night. So they said to him, Lelamadatanu Rabbeinu Shechosin Potter Mikrishma B'layla Harishin. Didn't you, Rebbe, teach us that a Chosin is Potter from Krishma the first night he's married? Amar Lahem, he said back to them, Eini Shameilachem Levatum Menu Malchus Shamayim Afilo Shalachas. So I am different than other people because, like Taisus brings down, Taisus Yantar brings, that a person that's an Adam Gadol and he's Batuach Ba'atzma, Shuyuchel Chavin, he knows himself that he can have Kavana, he's able to say Kriyashma. It's different than other people. And this doesn't fall into the same category as a person that would be called a Hedyot, because a person like Rav Gamliel is a very high stature, he's able to say Kriyashma even though he's technically Potter, but other people are not allowed to.